This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome to the Munkin' St. Louis Honda Sports on a Sunday morning.
Here's the pitch. A swing and a high fly ball.
This could be trouble. It's at the wall.
And it's a gunner!
He scores!
Now, Sports on a Sunday morning on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
The tailgates have been underway since 6 o'clock this morning. There is football today in downtown St. Louis. A 2 o'clock kickoff for the St. Louis Battlehawks at the Dome at America's Center. The XFL team finally opens its home schedule. You know, I talked to some people around sports, and they said, how's the Battlehawks season going in St. Louis? And they haven't played a game in St. Louis yet. They've been on the road. They split. They won in Dallas. They lost in Houston. And now they are home against the New York Guardians. What incredible tailgate weather. It's gorgeous downtown. Come on down and enjoy yourself. We are at Ballpark Village. Where else would we be? Here on KMOX, our home base, the St. Louis Cardinals' beautiful home. I can see through the south entrance to Ballpark Village, Busch Stadium. But the venue that we will be focused on today is the Dome. There is football. There will be a big crowd. It will be loud. And the Battlehawks will be representing not only the XFL, but the city of St. Louis that has been without pro football for a few years and is ready to show America that it is indeed not only a sports town, but a very enthusiastic and loud football town. And we're going to have some fun today. And joining us on what I'm certain is a dream day is the president of the St. Louis Battlehawks, Kurt Hunziker, who is dressed in a sharp-looking suit with a Battlehawks pin on his left lapel, and he is ready to roll. How are you doing?
Tom, thank you so much for having me. It is, you know, you don't want to jinx yourself and dream big, but this is way better than I could have imagined. Just the way that the community has embraced this team and just the buzz you can feel. It's going to be a great day today.
It is. You have 27,500 seats in the lower bowl, I do believe. Are all of those taken today?
We're going to be packing them in. Yeah, we're definitely packing them in. I mean, it's a testament, and you said it perfectly right. This is a great football town. And that's what we heard in the last 7.5 months, ever since the Battlehawks brand has been born and I started, you know, getting out in the community. The entire team has been getting out in the community. All fans wanted to say is, God, I miss football. And then everything we heard this week, and we heard story after story of fans saying, I'm going to get back together with my buddies I haven't seen in 5 years. We're totally tailgating. I mean, the entire day experience, the game in the middle is very important, but like starting now or even hours ago, this has really been something that I think the entire community has been looking forward to for some time.
I had a friend text me at 6:30 and said that his tailgate lot at the Missouri Athletic Club parking lot was all set up, that his tailgate site was all set. And you actually had a chance to drive through and see the tailgaters. What did you see this morning?
A lot of excitement, a lot of jerseys. I mean, a lot of Battlehawks jerseys, which is always great to see. You know, a lot of smiles. I mean, I think that's one of the biggest things. Again, I mean, sports can bring people together in ways that not many other entities can. And St. Louis and just the momentum of the Cardinals' big postseason run last year, obviously the Blues, the buzz around the MLS team, just to be a part of that narrative here in St. Louis is something we don't take lightly. And we hope that the team is something that the community can celebrate. Hopefully we represent them well. We are St. Louis born and raised. We're the first homegrown pro football team, and we're looking to have a lot of fun today.
You have, first of all, a party that's going to happen here at 11 o'clock. They're going to open the doors here at Ballpark Village for the Battlehawks pregame party. The Cardinals, Ballpark Village, they are part of this party. So what's happening here, they have pregame passes that they handed out sold, actually, throughout the week, this last week or so, and that's going to get people 21 and over, beer and nachos and parking and a lot of good stuff. But this is open to everyone.
Absolutely.
As Ballpark Village always is. Kids are very much welcome. You don't need a pregame pass to get in here. This is open to the public, and I'm certain they will take you up on it.
No question. And Ballpark Village has been a phenomenal partner of ours. You know, as we were talking to fans in the past few months, you know, tailgating was so important to them. And given the time of year, they're like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to tailgate outside if the weather's iffy. So Ballpark Village was quick to chime in and be like, hey, we would love to be the quote-unquote indoor tailgate for St. Louis. And it was just a perfect partnership. And the team here has been nothing short of amazing for the entire Battlehawk staff. We've had great events here. We've had awesome watch parties here the last 2 weeks. And we're excited that they're a part of our game day experience.
Cardinals play today. They take on the Mets in Port St. Lucie at 12:10. We're going to have that game right here on KMOX. We also have John Mozeliak on the way. He'll be with us at 11:30. We have Tom Hart, the television voice, one of them, of the XFL on ESPN. That's the other thing, is that this game, he'll be with us at 11:05. Kurt Hunziker is with us, the president of the Battlehawks. This game is on ESPN. It's a 2 o'clock kickoff. You have a massive audience that's been taking in the last 2 weeks of the XFL. That has to be incredibly encouraging. But to put St. Louis on display in front of a national audience once again is a lot of fun.
No question. And even though we kick at 2, anybody who's holding a ticket, please do not arrive at 2. Because as soon as the cameras turn on, we want a jam-packed dome at America Center and the rally towels from our friends at Ameren. I mean, this is a big moment for St. Louis, and we want the entire country and all of ESPN's viewers to see what a great football town St. Louis is.
I think it's a really good point to be made, and people are tuning in now on KMOX. They're just getting their day started. If you are coming to the game, I would come down right now.
Right.
Make sure that you're getting down here now, because here's what's going on. They have what's called a battle march that's beginning at 10:45. It's going to start at Convention Plaza and follow east along Convention Drive across Broadway to Bear Park. And that's where the Battlehawks tailgate, Schnucks, one of your great partners, is sponsoring that. And that battle march is going to start with the player walk at 11:15. So you'll want to be down there. The weather's beautiful. So if you're not at Ballpark Village, you want to be at Bear Park, where they have the players walking into the dome. I mean, this is just awesome. This is like an NFL meets college football, and they just sort of shared ideas, and the XFL was born.
Again, all of this is what the fans asked us to build for them. So as we've been going out in the community, we're like, what do you want the game day experience to be like? So everything anybody sees today, whether you're at Ballpark Village, whether you're at Bear Park, whether you're inside the dome, it was written by the city or the community of St. Louis, like the Metro East, the city, the county, the surrounding Missouri counties. All we did was curate all the notes and package it together. None of this was built by the Battlehawks. Like, it's not built in a vacuum. So when the question about the high school bands, we asked, hey, what do you like about high school football that's missing in pros? And they all said bands. It was almost unanimous. We're like, okay, how do we incorporate high school bands? So those same bands, Hazelwood Central, Matter Day, and O'Fallon Township in Illinois, they're going to be in the dome playing as well. So the energy level, so not only do you have great music and Tony Patrico's on DJ and our in-game hosts, you're going to have high school bands just keeping the energy going. And so you mix that in with a fast-paced, really fun-to-watch game product, and you're going to have a really good time today, I hope.
I mentioned Schnucks is one of your partners. You've been adding partners here along the way. Who are they, and how have they played a role in building this?
They played an enormous role in building this, and it highlights, again, the way that the community has embraced this team. And really, I think they enjoyed and they liked the vision that we created of being homegrown, being born and raised in St. Louis. So with Ameren, today's partner for today's game, Bud Select, you know, on the can and in the bottle says Brewed for the Lou. It's a perfect match for a St. Louis born and raised team. McDonald's, they're doing a ticket program with us, promotion, and they're in 160 McDonald's all in the metro area. You had mentioned Schnucks, SSM Health is our partners. Logan University, Centene. Boy, I'm going to get myself in trouble.
That's okay. It's okay if you miss one. I put you on the spot.
I mean, again, it's those big names. It's the warm embrace of the St. Louis corporate community just as much as the fan base.
Those are huge names. Mm-hmm. They really are, and that has to be a lot of fun. And again, to go back to what we started with, your dream. What was your dream as a kid growing up here?
My dream was to play center field for the Cardinals.
That's a good one.
And
mine was shortstop. It didn't work out so well. Actually, I wanted to be the shooting guard for a St. Louis NBA team. We got neither of those. We don't have an NBA team, and I'm no longer a shooting guard. But anyway.
And I couldn't hit a curveball. So the dream crashed pretty early. And so for me, it was I've always wanted to work in sports. I think I learned how to do math by keeping score at Cardinals games at Busch Stadium Jr., the old Busch, with my father and my older brother. And so I was like, I got to do this for a living. This is too much fun. And I went to the University of Missouri, J school. I was going to go the ESPN route and then decided, no, let's go on the business side. Let's do advertising. And, you know, you write press releases as part of a class of, like, where are you going to be 20 years from now? And I said, oh, I'm owning, not this team. No one foresaw this, but I was like, yeah, I'm owning one of my hometown teams, which was the Blues, in my press release. And the fact that I'm leading this Battlehawks team, built the front office staff, get to work with amazing people in Stamford, Connecticut, and across the other XFL markets. This is a culmination. This is kind of like St. Louis's spotlight, but I've enjoyed every single home opener in the markets with the other team presidents. You know, we share information, we laugh a lot. I mean, we're all in this together. And so seeing Tampa Bay launch yesterday with a really good crowd, a raucous crowd, came across great on TV. Like, I was excited for Josh Bullock, the president there. And I've gotten a bunch of text messages from all them, like, this is your day today. Enjoy it.
What a day. I mean, really, what a great day. The St. Louis Battlehawks are playing. Let's talk about the team for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
The coach is Jonathan Hayes. The quarterback is Jordan Ta'amu. Those are some of the recognizable names because they've been in front of the cameras and microphones. But there are a lot of players that make up this team, and there's, you know, some local connections. I had a chance to talk to Marcus Lucas, who played wide receiver at Missouri. Now he's kind of a hybrid for this team, playing both wide receiver and tight end. There are so many others, though, that are kind of playing a role that they are the players themselves. Some of them are former NFL players. In mm-hmm. fact, a good portion of them have had tryouts or have been with an NFL team. They know that they're doing this because they love the game.
Absolutely.
And they are very enthusiastic about putting on a show today.
Well, and that's the XFL was created for the people who love football. You'll see it emblazoned on the 50-yard line right at midfield for the love of football. I mean, that's really what drives all of us. It's what all of us who sign up to be part of this fun story is because we love football, and there's such a market for it. And to see a nationwide audience tuning in, let alone what you see in the 8 markets as far as attendance and tune-ins, the people who don't have markets that don't have an XFL team are tuning in, and that shows that that football is America's pastime. I mean, so many millions of people watch the Super Bowl, and now you go the very next week and there's 12 hours of football, professional football, on national TV, and it just fills that gap, and it fills the void for 40 million plus people who really would cry in their pillow if they didn't have any more football after the Super Bowl. So it's been awesome to build. It's been awesome to see the first 2 weeks. Now I get to experience St. Louis enjoying it today.
You're going to have some fun. LaDainian Washington, former Tiger, is a wide receiver. And I think the star so far has been Will Hill. He's had the biggest play so far, the interception of the game against the Dallas Renegades that won the game, 15-9. You lost to the Houston Roughnecks, 28-24, the team that most people believe is the best in the league. You gave them a game.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have a pretty good football team. And for what I understand, and again, it's early, and I've tried to watch as much as I can, the Battlehawks are considered to be top 3 or 4 teams in the league right now.
The way that Coach Hayes, Trey Brown, and the football operations team built this team, like, they had a very specific purpose in mind, and they on draft day, they couldn't have been more excited about the guys that they drafted. And then you see them execute the game plan, Chuck Long, the offensive coordinator. Like, they have fun with it. I mean, you have so many weapons. You had mentioned a lot of them. I mean, Jordan last week was 30 for 37. I mean, he's a star in the making. And I think the big thing about all 52 guys on the team is how much they love getting into the St. Louis community. Like, we've done the community hustle events. We're doing some that was with our friends at SSM Health. We're working with Lou Fuse Automotive Network on a couple initiatives. These guys love going out to community because they understand this is a different market across all 8, and they understand what a great pro football town St. Louis is. And so we've tried to prepare them for today, and we're like, I don't know how high your music can go up, but it's not going to be loud enough because it's going to be raucous inside the dome. And they really love the fact that they're part of the story of football coming back to St. Louis.
What sort of things did you hear from the fans about the Rams' departure and how much this plays into all of it? The fans are still, I know you talked to them, are they still hurt? Are they angry? Have they let it go? What's kind of your read on all of that?
You know, there's probably something there, but at the same time, from the very start, we're homegrown. We need your help building the story, and so we want you to be positive about this because this is going to be a fun story to build. And this is your team. And by going out in the community, going to 51 high school football games, we've hosted 26 happy hours now, and it started off with like 10, 15, 20 people. Now we had 300 plus people this past week who they just want to be part of it. They just love football. They just want to be part of it. And so I think that the narrative to me, it feels like, yep, you know what? Whatever happened, happened. This is the present. Let's enjoy this. This is our team. This is an exciting team. This is a fun product. This is going to be a lot of fun today.
You have our engineer here, Mike Anderson, tells me that at Mardi Gras yesterday, people all over the place wearing the gear, screaming caw-caw, you know. I mean, they're just like, it's early and it's new, but just ride it and have fun right now. And it's your job and the team's job as a business to figure out that plan, and I'm certain that you have one for the future.
Right.
When that novelty does wear off, how do you have staying power as a team? That's something that you'll have. But right now, you just have some fun with and ride with. This is a history. This is the first time in the history of St. Louis that a professional football team started here.
Mm-hmm.
The St. Louis Cardinals came from Chicago. The Rams, as we know, came from Los Angeles, and before that, Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
This is St. Louis's team. You're part of history.
And the city, the community, everybody we've talked to, whether you were a teacher at Troy Buchanan High School, or any of the auto workers we've talked, I mean, anybody who we have connected with, there's been something that everybody's offered up, and that just gets put into the story that's being built. One idea that we picked up from a fan, they're like, you know, you should really celebrate your hardcore fans, the guys and girls who bought season tickets. They were with us from right from the beginning. And I'm like, you know, that's a really good idea. So we actually created a wall of fame for our season ticket members, and we have that. It's a massive wall inside the dome because we want to celebrate the people who were behind us when the Battlehawks maybe weren't even a brand at that point. I mean, that was August. I mean, people put in their ticket deposits the second the XFL named St. Louis one of the markets. And so they're just like, yes, this is our team. We want to be. And then they email us. And they're just, hey, one more thing. Like, no, keep them coming. We are a sponge. We are taking notes. We are actively listening. And the experience that we are going to put on for St. Louis today was written by the community of St. Louis.
Again, the tailgate outside. We're at Ballpark Village where the doors are going to open at 11 o'clock. I see a school bus outside. That's a good sign. I think we're going to get some people here knocking down the door in about 40 minutes. But at 11 o'clock, they're going to open the doors. We already do have some people having a couple of beers here, so they found themselves inside. But they're going to open the doors at 11 o'clock for this Battlehawks pregame party. That's where KMOX is. It'll be going from 11 until about 1:30, because I know that Bear Park is going to close at 1:30 so that you can get everyone in the building. Remember, folks, we're still talking about 30,000 people getting into one building, security. All of those things need to be taken into account. Remember, we went through this with the Rams, where you're out there tailgating, and then suddenly there's a mass of people trying to get into the building. Let's try to avoid that. Get in there early, because I'm certain, I don't know if you can tell us, but I'm sure you're going to pull out a couple of surprises here before this game.
Well, gates open at 12:30. If you want to get a jump, the Bud Select Party Zone opens at 12. You can enter through gate C or D to access that. We have the kickoff game powered by Ameren Rally Towels for everybody who comes in. So you have the security lines. We added 50% more merchandise stands. That was a key learning from my buddies at the other XFL markets.
Are you number one in the league in gear sold? Do you know?
I don't know, but I mean,
that's like the rumor that everybody says the Battlehawks are selling more gear. You do have the coolest uniforms, by the way.
That I completely agree with you with. And you know, if I could stitch and sew, I would be doing that right now, just because of all my friends. Like, hey, I'm like, online stores, we try to restock as soon as possible.
Anyway,
but we're fully stocked today.
50% more.
50% more. It's funny, we talked about the concessions. Like, okay, here's everything we ordered. I'm like, that's a lot of beer. Add 35% more. They're like, done. And I mean, we want to celebrate. This is going to be a great day. But if you're tailgating, you want to open up one more beer at 12:30. Beer inside's just as cold. Come on inside, get settled in, because when the ESPN cameras go at 2 o'clock, ideally everybody's in their seats. So get there early, get settled in, and get ready to have some fun today.
It's going to be a good time. It's the St. Louis Battlehawks and the New York Guardians. And again, this is not on some channel that you're not going to be able to find. This is on ESPN.
Correct.
This is on the mothership. It's ESPN. It's XFL. It's St. Louis on display in front of the world, and the Dome at America's Center is the site of the Battlehawks and the Guardians. The president of the St. Louis Battlehawks is Kurt Hunziker. Thank you for joining us at the start of this show. This is great. Appreciate you putting us on the main stage here at Ballpark Village, and we look forward to all the parties today.
Tom, thank you so much for having us. Thanks for being a part of an historic day in St. Louis sports history, and let's hope we bring home a winner.
We're going to talk about the business of the XFL with the president of the league, Jeffrey Pollock. He's going to be with us next, and we are going to get into some baseball today. The Cardinals had a game yesterday. They won it 2-0 over the Mets. The president, we're all about presidents today. We have presidents all across the board. The president of baseball operations of the St. Louis Cardinals, John Mozeliak, will be joining us from Jupiter at 11:30. We're going to hear from Austin Dean, who is in the lineup today. The Cardinals left fielder will be with us at 11:45. Big day of college basketball yesterday. A lot to sort through, and we also will touch on two things with regard to hockey. The Blues play tonight. They have a 6:30 game at Minnesota. And this story about a 42-year-old Zamboni driver, the emergency goaltender living in Toronto, playing for the Carolina Hurricanes and winning the game last night is remarkable. His name is David Ayers. 15 years ago, he had a kidney transplant. Never thought that he would ever play hockey again. Not only did he play hockey, he played in the NHL last night. That story is on the way as well. This is Sports on a Sunday Morning on KMOX. It's 10:25. We'll be back with the president of the XFL, Jeffrey Pollock, on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Munganass St. Louis Honda Sports on a Sunday Morning.
Munganass St. Louis Honda on South Lindbergh.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
We're back at Ballpark Village. Tom Ackerman with you. Cardinal baseball on the way at noon as the Cardinals take on the New York Mets in Port St. Lucie. But we are talking football on the show right now. And joining us on a big day in St. Louis, the Battlehawks home opener at the Dome, is the president of the XFL, Jeffrey Pollock. And really appreciate you coming by and joining us on a big day for St. Louis.
Tom, it's great to be here with you. I couldn't imagine not being here today. Just so excited to be part of the St. Louis sports community and for this incredible home opener. It's absolutely historic for the XFL and I think for St. Louis.
We had a great time with Kurt Hunziker in the last segment, the president of the Battlehawks, the hometown kid. Boy, he's got stars in his eyes right now. He is as excited as can be.
Kurt's done an amazing job. When I set about looking for presidents for our eight teams, one of the things that I looked for was an intimate and authentic and immediate knowledge of the market that each president would be leading. And Kurt really is just perfect for leading this team and helping us really start to connect with the St. Louis community. He's done an amazing job. I think he's got a great sort of pulse on St. Louis, and we're just so excited to have him here.
What do you anticipate seeing today over at the Dome?
Well, it's about what I anticipate seeing and hearing. I think it's going to be ridiculously loud, and we expect to see a completely full set of seats for us. The attendance is going to be great, and there's just so much sort of grassroots, authentic activity going on supporting this team. I know there's a parade over to the Dome at some point, and you know people have been tailgating since 6 a.m. and we just love seeing that and hearing that. I've been to a number of our home openers, D.C., New York, Seattle, L.A., and every place I've gone, the energy and the enthusiasm from the fan base has just been really immediate, and it's been humbling in a way. And I think what we're going to see today, it may all sort of get stepped up a notch.
The markets are big. New York is the team the Battlehawks are playing today, the New York Guardians. But you're in New York, L.A., Houston, Dallas, Seattle, D.C., Tampa, and here in St. Louis. These are all football markets. These are, in St. Louis, we would argue the L.A. part. But these are big markets, football markets. Was that what you set out to do? I've had the question come to me. I'm surprised they didn't go to markets that don't have an NFL team. They came to St. Louis. But you're trying to get in front of as many eyeballs, football fans, as you can, aren't you?
Well, you're describing our markets the way we do, football markets. The whole thesis behind this league is providing football fans with more of what they want. More of this game after the Super Bowl ends, more football to watch, more football to bet on, more football to cheer for. So we thought it made sense to go to cities that have a proven connection to the game and to play in buildings that either have had football experience or otherwise provide some sort of unique characteristic. We're in professional buildings, high, you know, world-class venues in every instance here too. And it's about connecting with football fans, and that's what we're geared up to do.
You have a commissioner, Oliver Luck, who I think has a great vision. I sat down with him and had a great conversation over at the formerly known as Rams Park facility, now the Lou Fews Athletic Center. And it does come back to the love of the game, but he also makes it very clear that this is not competition with the NFL. This is an extension of the football season. It, in a way, you kind of bridge the gap between the end of the Super Bowl and the draft, and you give people, it's a short season. It's 2 months, but you give people that great option. And this is quality football. I mean, if you've watched it, I mean, it is you know that the talent level is not the NFL's talent level, but you're watching competitive football, and these players are out to not only win, but to get noticed, aren't they?
So our season is short, 79 days from beginning to end. It has almost a tournament feel, which we think is really exciting. And Oliver, who is the perfect commissioner for this league and knows the game so well, he's right. We've both been very consistent in saying that we're a complement to other forms of football. We're an alternative. We're playing when there is otherwise no football. Our teams have all Americans on their rosters, and we have a game that is turning out to be up-tempo, fast-paced, which was Oliver's design, and we think that we're getting a look from people that love football. Everything that we're doing, we like to say, is for the love of football. That's really our essence, our rationale. And that's how we're looking to connect with fans in each of our eight markets. It's around the love for this game. Sports teams obviously end up becoming about more than what happens on the playing field, but fundamentally, it all begins and ends with the soul of the game, the quality of the competition, what you see on the field. And we're inspired by the early result that we've seen.
Television partners are big. How did that come about, where you were able to land such big partners like, for instance, ESPN, which has the game today?
Well, there obviously is an appetite in this country for live sports programming. That market is doing very well, and there's an appetite for football. It's the most popular game in the country. Again, it's what people love to watch more than any other. We're blessed to be in business with Disney and Fox Sports. More than half of our games are over the air on Fox and ABC. We're on ESPN and FS1, and we're with two companies that really know how to tell football stories, and that's the other business that we're in. It is about storytelling, and we're just getting started. The teams that have launched, and the brands that we've launched, we've sort of written the headline, all right, and now it's about our players, our coaches, our fans in each community really co-creating the meaning of these teams. So what the Battle Hawks come to stand for, that's really going to be up to St. Louis, and we're excited about that. This is the start of a generational journey. We're building for the long term, and as much as we're a startup, this is really a launch, and that makes this all a little different as well.
You and I had a chance to chat before the show here today. We're at Ballpark Village, by the way, our Cardinals game coming up at noon. We're talking football up until then with our Battlehawks pregame party. We will have some baseball in the 11 o'clock hour, but the doors are about to open here at Ballpark Village. There's so many parties going on around here. Jeffrey Pollock is the president of the XFL, and what we talked about, I told you, I grew up here. When I was a kid, we had season tickets to the Cardinals. Section 232, the football Cardinals. By the way, happy birthday, Jackie Smith. He's 80 today. He's the greatest, the Hall of Famer. The Cardinals left. The Rams came. Incredible time. Super Bowl. I had a chance to cover this team in two Super Bowls, and they almost went to a third. They leave. What's your understanding of St. Louis, the sports market? What does the XFL, what does the nation think of St. Louis at this point, and how do you view it as a sports market?
Well, I think it's an incredible sports market. This town obviously has such passion for its sports teams. Kurt has really helped me learn firsthand about that. And we're proud to be here. We're proud to be playing football here, and for the Battlehawks to be the first football team that's born and to be bred in this community, and that's something we're excited about. And again, the energy that we've seen, the openness, the early acceptance, it's really been humbling to us. We're here to be part of the city's sports landscape. We're not coming to compete with anyone. We're really just coming to create a new opportunity for all the football fans in this community to connect with the team, get behind it, feel passionate about it, and again, help us create the meaning of this franchise and what it means to be a Battle Hawk. I'm looking forward to meeting Mother Hawk today, who I know is one of the early loud and proud fans of the team. And there are people like that in almost, you know, I think in every city that we're in, fans who have really, before we've played a season, a complete season, have decided to invest emotionally in us and give us a chance. And that's really all we could ask for at this point. We're taking a, I'd say, a very measured approach to how we launch. We understand that fandom is earned. It's not given. And for the 2 years that have gone into the planning of the XFL, we're now prepared to sort of carry that patience to the other side and be patient about how long it takes to really connect with these communities and earn the support of football fans. And that includes St. Louis. We love the early energy and response, but we're not taking anything for granted, and Kurt is not taking anything for granted.
I think whether it's the Cardinals or the Blues or the MLS team that's coming to town or any of the sports that are represented, college or pro, here in this area or anywhere else, fans, especially here, want to know that you care about them, that you're listening to them, that you are providing them entertainment, but they want that connection with you. And I feel like the XFL really listens. I mean, it's early, but in this early part of our relationship, that the XFL is listening, that they say, oh, you want a little more access in the replay booth? All right, here's this. Oh, you want the coaches mic'd up? Sure, we'll mic them up for you. You want to hear what's going on the sidelines? Oh, you want a bar down on the on field level? Yeah, we could do that, and there will be one here at the Dome. I mean, there's something going on here where there's actually an ear to the fans, and that's, I think, very much appreciated, and why that's happening, what you just described.
You're really reading our business plan as it should be read, because, yes, we are geared up to listen, and that is a real focus of how we operate. At the local level, our team presidents, the folks that they have put in place, everyone is geared up to make sure that they're in the community hearing feedback from fans. At the national level, we've created something called the Football Advisory Network, which is an online panel of thousands of football fans, and we're constantly putting questions to them to get feedback. We're listening on social media. So in every possible form, we've really opened up our ears to hear and to listen and act accordingly. The rules that Oliver has designed for the league, all based on feedback from thought leaders in the football community, focus groups with fans, a rigorous product research and development process. What Kurt's doing to program his game day is based on what he's hearing in the community. He's been to, I think, 50, high school football games since he got installed here, and he's out there and listening, and that's we're very sincere and committed to making sure that we're just not showing up and saying here we are, but we're saying here we are, help us figure out how best to do this for you in each community, knowing that all eight of our markets, they're all a little different. There's a different history. There's a different place in the hearts of football fans for the game and how they express their love for the game. Every venue's different. That's okay. We're trying to make sure that what we do in each market is totally authentic and relevant and meaningful to the fans in that market.
I think it's very interesting. I really do. I think there's a chance for this league to do something special. Who knows? I mean, you may have a star at some point say, you know what? I just want to have some fun over there for a little while. I'm kind of tired of playing here, and I want to play over in the XFL and have a little fun for a couple months and just see how it goes. And once, that's something that could grab people's attention. For right now, I think the foundation is being set.
You're hitting all of our key points, because it is about fun. We want it to be fun for our players, for the coaches. We want it to be fun for the fans. We want our game day to be a day where folks come and say, that was a great game and I had a fun time. A lot of people ask me, how are you going to measure success after the first season? Part of me says, well, ask me at the end of the season. But I will say that the headline is, if fans show up, watch on TV, feel as though they watched a good game, a great game, and had a fun time either with us in the venue or on TV, right now, that's success for us.
It's going to be a lot of fun to follow, that's for sure. And today, it's here. I mean, it is in person, the Dome at America's Center, the Battlehawks and the New York Guardians at 2 o'clock. We are here at Ballpark Village broadcasting live until noon, when we'll bring you to Florida as the Cardinals play the Mets. A lot coming up next hour, including Tom Hart, who is calling the game on ESPN. He is going to be with us at 11:05. The president of the XFL is Jeffrey Pollock and has been with us here on KMOX. Thank you very much for doing it.
What a pleasure. Thank you.
We'll be back in just a moment. Sports on a Sunday morning continues. Our producer is James O'Sullivan. Our engineer on site is Mike Anderson. I'm Tom Ackerman. This is America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Welcome back to the Munganass St. Louis Honda Sports on a Sunday morning. Munganass pre-owned on South Limburg on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
And Ravello at first base as Flaherty looks in, has his first sign, and here's the first pitch of the 2020 spring. Fastball and a strike called by the home plate umpire.
Wow, how beautiful is that to hear? Mike Shannon calling the first pitch of the spring. That was out of the hand of Jack Flaherty, taking on the Mets yesterday at beautiful Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Bottom of the first, Matt Carpenter.
Matt Carpenter digs back in, looking to redeem himself from last season. He's the Cardinal third baseman today. And the 2-1 pitch to the Cardinal left-handed batter. Fastball and a line drive into left field for a base hit.
Wow, line drive into left. He's going opposite. I like the sound of that. I know it's just a spring training game. I totally understand. He's facing Marcus Stroman of the Mets, and Matt Carpenter went to left field. Folks, that is a significant moment. I'm telling you. Matt Carpenter going to left in his first at-bat is an important moment. I don't care if it's in batting practice. That was in a Grapefruit League game against the Mets yesterday. Top of the second, here's Jack.
Curveball, and it's a strike call. See you later. Mr. Cardell down on strikes, called out, and that's 3 Ks for Mr. Flaherty, and he's on his way to a good outing.
He did. 2 shutout innings for Flaherty, and he did strike out 3, and the Cardinals had themselves a nice little advantage with Flaherty on the mound. Dakota Hudson followed him. We'll hear from Dakota in just a little bit, but first, I want you to hear this. Bottom of the second, Tyler.
Here is the 3-1 pitch to O'Neill. They're deep for him. They play him to pull, and he swings, and he hits it high and deep into left field. Back goes the left fielder, and this is gone. 1-0 Cardinals. O'Neill turns the win around, and he hits it deep into left field, and the Cardinals lead 1-0.
Absolutely crushed it. A home run from Tyler O'Neill. Good start for him as he fights for that left field spot and maybe the cleanup spot in the Cardinals' order. In the cleanup yesterday was Yadier Molina. He went 0-for-2. O'Neill with the home run and a long home run. He was replaced in the order by Dylan Carlson. Carlson played center field, and he went 2-for-2. He is a ball player. He also had an RBI. Carlson played center field yesterday. O'Neill saw some time in left. Jairo Munoz saw a little time in left. Lane Thomas played center field. He actually started in center field, went 1-for-2 yesterday. Carpenter played third base. He had two hits. He was 2-for-2. Nolan Gorman was 1-for-2 yesterday, playing at third base. A good day overall for a lot of these Cardinals. And again, for the pitching, Jack Flaherty, two scoreless innings, followed by two scoreless from Dakota Hudson, and a scoreless inning apiece from Kim and Brett Cecil. Yeah, Brett Cecil is still on this club and still pitching, so a couple of lefties there. Kwon Young Kim was very impressive. He has a nice-looking curve. You know he has a very strong slider. You've seen the video of him. I'm certain at this point his slider's pretty nasty. And he has a nice-looking fastball that is low 90s that he places well. I'd be interested to see where this goes for him, but an inning for him, and he allows nothing. He just walks one and strikes out two. No hits allowed by Kim. In fact, no hits allowed by Kim or Cecil. Cecil went an inning scoreless and struck out a batter. Hennessy Cabrera closed it out with three strikeouts. He struck out the side to finish the game. So we'll get more from the Cardinals on the way. Chris Raby has some good stuff for us next hour, an interview with Dakota Hudson, and also with the left fielder Austin Dean, who is in the lineup today. John Mozeliak will join us at the bottom of the hour at 11:30. Until then, we are talking Battle Hawks. We're at Ballpark Village. The doors are now open. Fans are starting to come in as we take a look at the Battle Hawks and the New York Guardians at the Dome at America's Center. Tom Hart of ESPN, who will call the game at 2 o'clock, is going to be with us at 11:05. We've had a really good hour with the president of the Battle Hawks, Kurt Hunziker, and the president of the XFL, Jeffrey Pollock. By the way, the lineup for the Cardinals is out. Bader, Wong, and DeYoung are the 1-3 hitters. Weeders, Carlson, and Kisner will DH are 4, 5, and 6. Munoz, Dean, and Nagowski are 7, 8, and 9. Wainwright is pitching today. A lot of baseball, a lot of football, some hockey and college basketball sprinkled in. It's called Sports on a Sunday Morning. I'm Tom Ackerman. We'll be back after the news with a report from Chris Raby and Jupiter, and then we're off and running with Tom Hart on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.